With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The South Carolina primary, where President Trump is hoping to pick up yet another primary victory today. Political analyst Chris Galdieri says the presidential candidate Nikki Haley hoping to make a big dent in former President Trump's lead.
The big question is going to be, is his result in line with the polling that we're seeing that shows him with a blowout lead there, or is it going to be a much more modest victory like the one in New Hampshire wound up being?
Senator Tom Cotton says his concerns the U.S. would pressure Israel to change course in Gaza are now proving to be true.
I was saying this on October 7th and 8th, the very first weekend of this atrocity in Israel, that what Israel needs more than anything is time and freedom of action. Yes, it's important that we provide them with additional shells and ammunition, but what they need more than anything is time and freedom of action.
Meanwhile, columnist Bethany Mandel says Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib may be losing more support than she's gaining by siding with the Hamas terrorist group against Israel.
Only 24% of people in her congressional district approve of how she is as a congresswoman.
President Biden is said to be considering a tougher approach to illegal immigration at the southern border.
Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox says the president told a governor's meeting that he's been working with White House lawyers about possible executive actions to be taken at the border, absent any action by Congress.
He seemed a little frustrated that he was not getting answers from attorneys that felt he could take the kind of actions that he wanted to.
Despite the governor's comments and other media reporting, the White House press secretary refused to confirm if such considerations were taking place. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom and parents' rights in Minnesota. Here's Michael Harrington with a report.
After demand letters from First Liberty Institute and True North Legal, the St. Louis Park Public Schools will allow children from six Muslim families to opt out of lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The mother of one of the Muslim children says, quote, "We have a sacred obligation to teach the principles of our faith to our children without being undermined by the schools. Christians in the area are hoping they will be afforded the same freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump is addressing transgenderism on the campaign trail. Speaking to a rally in South Carolina, Mr. Trump vowed to cut funding for any school that promotes transgender ideology, adding, quote, "I can't even believe I have to say it, but I will keep men out of women's sports." GOP-controlled state legislatures have been battling the problem for some time, and some 22 states have enacted their own laws. This is SRN News. In the midst of the well-known border crisis, there's another crisis that's come to light.
Dogs are being dumped at the border by illegal immigrants as they cross into the U.S. National Guardsmen have been feeding and watering the dogs, but there are so many. Thanks to a rescue out of Florida, the numbers are dropping. Big Dog Ranch Rescue rescued 33 dogs from Eagle Pass, Texas this past week. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Colombia's government has announced an underwater exploration more than 600 meters deep to investigate and try to raise objects from the mythical galleon San Jose, sunk back in the 18th century in the country's northern Caribbean. It is believed to contain cargo valued today at billions of dollars. It's the first phase of a scientific research into deep waters of the galleon that aims at collecting information to determine which pieces are suitable and possible to extract from the wreckage. More of these stories at srnnews.com.